So we're going to start. We're going to continue here with the Marmakemis from Shir Hay. We had started last week the Bir Alocha that begins. Let's see where this. Where is this?
The bottom one.
The bottom of page one. This is on Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says Haber Pseilas Mitech Eichel Afilu Biyodei Achas Is Chayev. If you take the pseilas from the Eichel, which is pretty basic, that's Beirer, Yechayiv. And then the Bi'ar Lacha went into a discussion, which he claimed was, first of all, a Machlekes Achreinim, and that was pretty clear. The Machlekes Achreinim, whether Bishas Achila Mamish, someone takes the pseilas right out of the Eichel, and that, he said, really seems to be a Machlekes Achreinim, the Maritatz, and the Mari Abulafia. The case over there was, there's a fly in the soup, or a bug floating around in your cup of coffee, and the Maria Bolafia said, just merely to take the fly out, and then drink, within the second or 2 seconds later, that would not constitute beirer. And Maritatz was the dissenting opinion over there. Maritatz, so the Bir Alocha brings as well, says, no, of course that's Beirer. Your Beirer Eichel, Pseilas Mitech Eichel is Beirer. Maritatz happened to say there was a different Hutter that a bug in a liquid is not considered Beirer in the first place. For example, if someone had in English it's called the matzah ball. In Jewish it's called the knedel. If someone had a matzah ball in their soup, there's one matzah ball just in broth, in liquid, and someone didn't want it, you give it to one of the kids, and they say, oh, I don't want this matzah ball. So could you fish out just the matzah ball? It's taking away the pseilas from the eichel. And the answer is that that's not a taruvis. If something is so clearly distinguishable and definable, that won't even be constituted a taruvis, and that would be mutter. But when the Mechaber was talking, he was talking about there is a mixture, there is a taruvis. And in that case, you're talking about bones from fish or pits from a watermelon, that's certainly a taruvis. Could you take that out? It means could you flick out the pit before from the watermelon right before you're about to put the watermelon in your mouth? So that we said the Birkiyeh says Machlek Sachrainim, and the Birkiyeh concluded that if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, who makes no distinction, it's mashma that it's aser. So he sides with the machmirim, that would be aser, even though it's right before the achila. That's right. That's that they didn't even discuss whether it's derech achila or not. They just said it's pseilas b'derech eichel, therefore it's chayiv. So then the Bir Alocha, which we started with the machlekes, he wanted to say it's a machlekes rishayim between the Ramban and the Rosh, and we dealt last week with the Ramban. Which the Bir Alocha's understanding of the Ramban was that that's ain derech breir bekach ela ka'eichel umatzah pseilas mitach bechatichishu eichel. He's eating and he finds a pseilas and a piece that he's eating umafrish pseilas mitach eichel shemutter. Yeah, and as the Ramban says, a new chiddush that certainly. Before you're about to eat, even if it's within the shear of l'alter, it's within the shear of normal time to prepare for a meal, you can't take pseilas d'reichel. But if you're in the midst of eating, you're in the process of eating a piece of food, you're about to put it in your mouth, says the Ramban, in the opinion of the Bir Alocha, that that's not considered beirer. And here we'll say, Barry, what you're saying is that obviously that we consider derech achila. In other words, if you go with the shinui heter, there's no way to be matter such a thing. That's not a shinui. You take pseilas from eichel, that's the normal way of doing it. That's not a shinui. But if you go derech achila, certainly the normal way of eating is you're about to eat something, you find these things, a little bug in the cup, or you see a little bone sticking out of the piece of fish you're about to put in your mouth, you're allowed to take it out. We mentioned, we saw inside also the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish and Siman Dalet argues with the Bir Alocha. He says a snapshot in the Ramban. You don't even have a Ramban on your side. Because the Ramban doesn't mean, the Ramban means that what you're doing is you're putting it into your mouth. And in your mouth, that you're allowed to then fish out the bone, or fish out the pit, or spit out, that you're allowed to do. But to do it any time before you're eating, he says, how could you make a chiller between 1 second or 1 minute or 10 minutes? If you're doing the pseilas and the eichel, that's your chayim. So now we're holding with the Rosh. Even the Bi'alacha says, even though I have a Ramban and a Ritva on my side, Omnim. Now at the end, this is page 2 here. Page 2, it's about 4 or 5 lines up from the bottom. Omnim. Midivri HaRosh B'tshuva. There's a Rosh that writes a tshuva, as we'll see what the case is. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this tshuva Sarosh LaHalacha. It seems mashma desvira kamaritatz. It seems like the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban and sides with the Achrena the Ramachmir. The lohita sham b'mayim sheish b'em teiloim l'sanin l'soich piv aydei mapa. The Rosh has a case. What's the Rosh's case? I don't think we have it here, do we? Siftezayin. No, the Siftezayin. I'll read it to you. What it says. Mayim sheish b'em teiloim. You have a cup of water, and this the water has bugs in it. Anyone know about water that has bugs?
You can't pull the bug juice.
You haven't been eating. No, that's not bug juice. No. That's something else.
I know. We're not gonna throw it off.
I know bug juice.
Those kind of bugs may be completely different, right? Exactly what Rush was talking about, those kind of bugs. Those kind of bugs may not be considered soil. Right? If a guy would drink it, the guy would drink the water. Right, so it's only
east. Okay, so good.
I'm just saying.
So it's for a different discussion, right? Good, that's right. But you have, let's say, in this case, worms in the water. Mayim sheish b'em teilaim, and obviously it's not practical to pull out all the worms. Even maybe you won't even be able to get them all out. So the Rosh was asked, "How are you allowed to drink it?" And the Mechaber here, I'm reading here in Sifta Zayin, says, "Mutil l'shtoyis and they mapa b'shabbes." You're allowed to take a handkerchief, put it over the cup, and then you drink. Why? L'shayich beirer u'mishamer. It's not a problem of beirer. It's not a problem of mishamer, which is another malacha similar to beirer, straining things. Ela b'misakon inyan koydim achilo ishtiya. You're fixing it right before the eating of the drinking. That's when it's considered beirer. Avala b'shas shtiya. While you're drinking ma'akev es ha'pselis, you hold back the pselis le'ikonel sechpiv. Ein zeh me'ein malacha. Umutr.
So you strain it with your teeth? Is that what
you said? You have a handkerchief and you're holding it back. You're holding back the pselis. Okay? For example, one, let's say, was feeding a baby with a baby bottle. And there are some clumps inside. Let's say there are clumps inside the drink, the liquid, the formula, whatever that you're giving the baby. It's being held back. The big pieces, you don't want the baby to choke on, are being held back by the bottle, by the nipple. Why is that mutter? According to this Rosh's Heter, now you want to say the baby doesn't have to worry about Beira, but you're feeding it, you're actually doing it, you misayayah there. So, according to the Rosh, it's not a problem, because this is bishtash diyamamish, it's mutter. Says the Bi'ar Halacha, that's the case. Says the Bi'ar Halacha, Omna midivya Rosh b'tshuva v'otuk dvar b'shtu l'kamon tifsif tazayim mashma d'esvila kimaritas. D'loy hiddisham b'mayim sheish b'em teilom l'sana l'sech piva yidei mapa rak mitam d'mashma akiv b'shash shtia sapsayla shleikon as l'sech piv ein zeh me'ein malacha umutr. That's the Rosh's reasoning. That's not main malacha. That doesn't resemble malachas beirer. The fact that you're holding it back with your mouth doesn't have resemble beirer. Since the Rosh didn't just say the reason is the b'shashti aguf ein shayach beirer, alavad isvila kamiritatz daloishna. Comes the Bi'ar Halacha and says, well, I see the Rosh doesn't agree with this. Because the Rosh is, when you want to drink, why did the Rosh say a simple heter? The Rosh should have just said that since I'm doing it right during the drinking process, there's no beirer. That's considered derech achila. The Rosh didn't say that's derech achila. The Rosh sort of said that's like shinui. It's like ein zeh me'ein malacha. It doesn't resemble the malacha because it's only being held back by your mouth. That's why it's mutter.
He's putting a type of filter over the cup, right? That was the case.
Yes.
Is that being borrowed the ochel from the psolas, because you're trying to draw out the water, so I'm not sure what he's saying. Is he saying that this is a borer of psolas because you're holding back the worms, or is it a borer of ochel because that's what I'm drawing away from everything else?
So maybe this is what your time is. Yes, your kash and the Bi'ar Halacha. The Bi'ar Halacha is saying that it seems that the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban, Sefrekt, this is Diane Fisher, Zechino Levracha. He asked this, other asked this on the Bialacha. Says, 1 second. I'll tell you, the Rush doesn't disagree with the Ramban. But what's the case of the Rush? The Rush, actually, you're using a keli. You're using a strainer to be bairer your Eichem Teh Pseilus. For example, if you would take a cup with Teilam, and you have the cup and you want to strain out even the Eichel, is that mutter, even if it's for immediate use, is that mutter? No, and the Rush is saying it's not mutter, it's only when you're doing it while you're drinking it. But the reason why the Rush couldn't say it would mutter otherwise is because otherwise it's bairer b'kli. So why do you tell me that the Rush would disagree with the Ramban and say, well, if you're about to eat a watermelon, to flick out that pit, the Rush would say, oh, that's bairer. What's your idea that the Rush would say that's bairer? Because the Rush didn't give you that heter by the drinking. Perhaps because the heter by the drinking, you were dealing with a kli. And when you're dealing with a keli, that's a different problem. That's bairer b'kli. It's a good time, no?
It's a good time, except watch out for your baby bottle. Watch out for every kitchen that we use on the table. And I'm just saying, is that once you define that we use for achilas a kli borer, then you're in trouble, right? If you're going to make your tiny to the baby bottle. For it could be that this case is different than the baby bottle in the sense that this is truly some kind of a makeshift kli type of thing, and therefore compares to an apple or a kanon, right? But that a pitcher with a lid or a baby bottle or anything like that wouldn't fit into the same category. Right? You compared it to. So if you're gonna pull away the thing of the Rush, then everything we do at the table is gonna become problematic now.
So this is what David wants to say.
But I think you can separate the two.
Well, either we have a kasha on the Bialacha, how did he understand the Rush? Why did he think the Rush was arguing with the Ramban? Right? Everyone hears the kasha? The Rush's case is that you put a strainer, you put a handkerchief, a strainer over the cup, and that's how you're drinking. Now that's really Bairer B'Kli. You're not only Bairer B'Kli, even the Eichel and B'Tei Pseilas, even for immediate use. So therefore the Rush came up with a new Svara, yeah, but if the whole... The way that you're being bayra, the eichem and the pseilus is stopping the pseilus basically at your mouth, at the point of your mouth, that's why it's mutter. That's what the Rush says. So we could say the Rush would agree maybe that there is this new concept of derach achila b'shas achila mamish, like the Ramban, but in the case when you're using a keli, you wouldn't have that heter. So you have to come up with a new heter, ein zeh mein malacha.
You know, if Davka specifies a mop, maybe it as opposed to a strainer or some other Amish plea.
No, that could be.
It's an extension not considered yad, just the way a fork in your hand is considered yad, the mapa. I mean, is a Davka, can you really say it's a plea?
No, we're saying that's the kasha that Rav Lizzi, he is comparing to a plea. You're right, you could say it's not.
The strainer's not intrinsic to
the plea. So that's the question. The Rush is talking about a keli, maybe that's why he has to come out with this new heter. So now David's bringing up a new thing. We are faced with a lot of bairer shailus. You take, let's say, you have a pitcher on the table with lemonade, and there's ice cubes in it, and you pour out. You're pouring out your lemonade into your cup, so it's oichim l'tek pseilus, right? What's the pseilus over here? So this is ice cubes, right? Because you don't want all the ice cubes to fall into your cup. And how is it being held back? By some sort of strainer. Now why isn't that Bairer B'Kli? And according to the Rush, you don't have the heter of the Rush, because the Rush only if you take from the pitcher straight into your mouth. But here you're putting into your cup. So why isn't that Bairer B'Kli? So some say new ice cubes is really mixed with the drink and it's really one min. Okay. And we have that heter. So the Chazon Ish.
You made oranges in this pits, and then people still are.
Yeah,
pits.
Yeah.
No,
okay. There would maybe things you wouldn't want. So back in the day when they used tea essence made out of real tea leaves, and they put it in a keli with a spout that had sort of like a strainer in it, and the tea essence would come out, and the tea leaves would be blocked by the strainer. So the Chazon Ish said a grace of chiddush. Chazon Ish came with the following chiddush: a keli for bairer, he said, is only a keli that's made for long-term use. A keli that's in the field, one of these agricultural tools, or even we have in the household items, you have a strainer, a peeler, but it's made to separate the item and then you have the food separated and you'll use it for something. Now you separate it, now you'll go cook it. Now that you separate it, now you can prepare it. Masha Enkein. If you have a strainer, a type of keli which is used to strain things, but it's made for immediate use, he says that doesn't have a shame keli for Beira. So if it's a pitcher, it's made for immediate use, it's made to eat right after that, that's not considered a keli for Beira. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes this out to, let's say, to salt shakers. Some have a question, could you put, some people want to put the pieces of rice, raw rice, in the salt shaker to keep the moisture out, right? But it's being held back by the small holes in the salt shaker. The salt's coming out, but the rice is being held back. Why isn't that purpose with the keli? Same heter. It's made for immediate use. When you strain with that, with the salt from that shaker, it's right for immediate use. You can eat it. So if you say this for the rush's case also, that means basically you're saying that the chazenish has a rush to support his yisaid. And you want to say that the Bialacha also understood that that's what the rush meant. Okay. The Chazanish doesn't mention this rush as a riot to him. Okay, but we'll say the Chazanish has a riot for the rush. And you want to say the Bialacha also understood the rush that way. Therefore, the Bialacha understood the rush. That's not a Kaili linium Bayer. That's not a Kaili. So what's the whole heter over there? It's not a problem of Kaili. So the rush should have said the heter is because it's Bishas Achila Mamish. And since he came with a new heter called Ein Zemei Malacha, he's arguing with the Ramban. Okay. Because you're making it, saying it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
It's more of a...
You're doing more strain, you know, it's much more of a strainer than it is...
The difference on the nature of solid, whether it's like something that you cannot eat versus something that you don't want to eat?
Not really. No, not for these purposes, because it's what you want, what you don't want. That we already said. Even two types of food, shnei min ha'eichlin. It was masha chafetz is the eichel. What you don't want is the psalus. Yeah. Yeah. So in the end, we came out. We mentioned this last week, though. The Shvisas HaShabbos wanted to bring a raya that the Ramban, the way to learn the Ramban is actually, in fact, like the Bir Halacha from the Ramban himself later in the Gemara and Shabbos, and we had. We had other rayas that the Pshat and the Ramban, even from the Chiddush Aran, that the Pshat is in the Ramban is like the Bialacha learned. But either case, what we're faced with is, at most we have a Ramban, and those who go with the Shittas of the Ramban, and the Bialacha says you have a Shittas Ramban. The Bialacha himself says that the Rosh argues. The Chazanish says there's no Heter from the Ramban. And the Birki Yosef, who said it's really Machlekes Achrayim, but he said, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's Aser. Anytime you're taking dealing with the Pseiles, it's Aser. So it sounds like what would come out from them is that really to pull those bones out of the fish or the pits out of the watermelon right before you're about to eat would not really be a great heter to rely on. We mentioned from the Kaf HaChaim, the Kaf HaChaim says that when you're dealing with a watermelon, you could just like bang it on the table and then any pits that are on the surface will come out. And he seemed to be go with this heter of pulling out the pits right before you eat it. Just mention in conclusion what Rav Moshe writes on this. In Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, in the Beirah section, Oiz Zayin. He was asked about taking bones out of fish, taking pits out of the watermelon. So he says, when you're dealing with taking bones out of fish, if you're doing it for small children who can't do it on their own, he says, Yesh lahatir, rely on a prima gurum later. There will be mutter. But by an adult who could just put the fish in his mouth and then take the bone afterwards, that's what you should do. He says, if it's small bones, right? You're told, by the way, that's very small bones in this fish. And a person is worried that they're not going to be able to catch the bones in their mouth. They're worried they may choke. So on that he says, Yesh lahatir abal samach miyad lepeh. It has to be that you pick up the piece and on your fork, pull it out, and then put it in your mouth. Like this had to the Ramban the Be'alacha mentioned. So only when it's not possible any other way. Uva avatichin. When you're dealing with watermelons and efshalay aideh achilav lizrig mipiv, yesh loy la'asir skein. If you could eat, put it in your mouth, and put the pits out, then you can do that. I don't think Ramesha was asking if it's proper etiquette or not. He's saying if it's shy to eat that way, that's the preferable way to do it.
And again, the Chazon Ish agrees to that with
the Ramesha's
writing.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Sure, so, yeah.
Okay. That's what wasn't clear when we discussed.
Yeah. For sure, it'll be mad to that, to put in your mouth and spit it out.
No. I mean, even if EF Shabin Yanaka.
Oh, yeah, you asked if it's EF Shabin Yanaka, like.
For the high derivative, he's EF Shabin Yanaka. He says it on Solstice of the Kolik, right? So it's the whole heter of Kolik is she EF Shabin Yanaka. So if you could find another case of Solstice of the EF Shabin Yanaka, that's what she said. And I'm saying when she builds on EF Shabin Yanaka, then you're going like the Pazunish. You don't need, according to the Mishabru, EF Shabin Yanaka. You have a heter, that's the heter of Kili, you don't need EF Shabin Yanaka.
So you have to say, I mean, in the Mishnah Berurah's case is talking about really it is Efshe Bin Yanaka, but the Mishnah Berurah comes to the new Heter if it's right before you're about to put the piece in your mouth, B'shas Achila Mamish, so there's no, that's the Derech Achila to take out the Pseilus. And you want to say that the Chazon Ish disagrees with that, but yet the Chazon Ish would agree that if it's Efshe Bin Yanaka, it's just, it's a little bit arbitrary what's considered Efshe Bin Yanaka. Right. So that's, I'm not sure if Ramesha's EF Shabin Yanachir is the same level of amendment. It could be Ramesha saying if it's just very impractical, so you could rely on the other Shita. I think that's what he's saying. Yesh lahatir al samach miyad lepeh. And in the Chazon Ish, you'll have to have mamish that there's really no other way to do it, and therefore it'll be mutter. But it could be practically, it'll be the same. Yeah. So, but Avatichim, he says you should put in your mouth, spit out. Vim kosher lefan of zeh, if it's too difficult, put in your mouth and spit out the pits. Vikoshkin be'ef shalei klal k'maylitein latinik. When you're dealing with it, giving it to a child who is not old enough to spit out the pits. Then, yochel gamlitol bi'adayim. You're allowed to even take it with your hands. Elu she'ein nitzim b'ninua hayad b'koyach. Those that you can't bang out by force, you can even, if you give it to a small child, you can actually take the pits out yourself. Take the pits out, and then he'll eat it right away. Because he has Shemini Nacha. Yeah. I don't think the Ramesh will be matir in the kitchen to do it. You know, prepare all the watermelon pieces. Let's say you're having there's a birthday party for 3-year-olds, and the woman wants to prepare, you know, wedges of watermelon. I don't know if that'll be mutter to take all the pits over there. That's just your regular la'altar, which is samach to the seuda, but that's not this samach lepeh. It's not miyad lepeh. Right. Right. Oh, that's certainly not.
You're cutting your meat, then you see a piece of whatever.
That's right. That's right. Bilak room be matter.
But I'm saying Ramosha wouldn't even allow that.
So Ramosha also right. That's what I think.
He wouldn't allow it to be shabura. He wouldn't allow you to cut your meat.
He wouldn't allow you to do that. But when it's EF Shabin Yanacher, he is allowing it. So I'm saying even he was allowing it. It occurs only right before you're about to feed it to the child. You know, so each child would have to go to. Do you need help with your pits? And then you could do the thing. Yeah, so otherwise you do like Reb Chaim does. You buy seedless watermelon. So,
would it be better if it were your own child? Yes. For the mother to put the watermelon in her own mouth, spit out the pits, and then give it to the child.
I don't think you have to go that far. Right. No. Ramesh didn't give that as an option that you have to do that, right.
I have a question here. A piece of chicken. Okay, a chicken on the bone.
Uh-huh.
Are you basically separating out the piece of chicken that you want from the big bone or gristle? Or that. That's okay?
Well, that's still done because you could take the chicken from the bone. Means you don't have to take the psalas. You're taking the eichel from the psalas. That's certainly mutter.
So how about a piece of fat and a piece of steak?
So that we discussed last week based on this Ramban. According to the Ramban, if you see a piece of fat on the steak, you would be able to just cut the fat off and put the piece in your mouth. That's the Ramban. It's not so clear that that's mutter now because at the end of the day, what are you taking off? The psalas. So that wouldn't really be mutter. So we would have to, that case is, like we see later in the Sif, you have to cut some of the meat off with it. And then that would be mutter.
The watermelon pit that you're spitting out of your mouth, is it looks
Yeah, no, you can spit it into your mouth. Once you're still dealing with it, it's not muktzah.
Once
on the plate, it's muktzah. Yeah, that's why. Let's say when you're eating pistachio nuts, and those shells will be muktzah. So the eitzah over there is you take one good nut and you put it on the plate. So therefore, it becomes a busus lis or lahatir, and therefore you're able to carry it away and throw it in the garbage. Otherwise, you're relying on that. You eat enough nuts that there's enough shells that it becomes a graf shel rei and becomes so repulsive. So because of that, you get upset. But those the tain on that is einais and graf shel rei lachatchila. You're not allowed to cause a graf shel rei to come. So you should. The better eitz is to put one good food. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the place to throw something good together?
Yeah.
Throw away the
shells. Okay, did we mention that Hilchos Shabbos is very intricate? We're always with the details. I mean, that's it. Kiharorim hatluyim besara.
Hangs by a thread.
Okay, now let's go to the next bir halacha, which is actually comes from Siv Gimel.
The first one.
Page one, yeah. So here Siv Gimel says, "Hay lefanav the first mara makom. Hay lefanav shnei mina eichlemu ravim. If you had in front of you two types of food, we'll say it's raisins and peanuts. Hay lefanav shnei mina eichlemu ravim ber echad me echad." You can be bare one from the other. And you leave the other one which you don't want in order to eat the one you do want right away. And then the Ramah says, even though there are two types of fish. And we're going to have a whole discussion of what are considered two minim. By one min, there's no bare. Except the sheet of the Taz that holds even min echad is not bare. Maybe for the different... A different discussion, different time we'll talk about it. But what's considered to mean him, the general rule of thumb is if it is any significant difference, different color, different taste, certainly is of a different item. But big and small makes no difference. I mean, it's a loaf of bread, right? But one is the middle piece and one is the end piece, that's min echad. But it's one is whole wheat bread and the other one is regular rye, that is to mean him. So that's when you're dealing with tumin. So if you're dealing with tuminim, you have to be bearer the one you want from the one you don't want. Let's see now the bir halacha. Bir halacha discusses now a different case. You don't want any of them, and you want both of them. Okay, what is this case? Hine, the second maramakim here. Hine apimigodim is stopping. Apimigodim has the following suffix. The imbira min echad mechaveira, if you bire one food item. From the other food item, v'daita loniach shneim. Ala achaz man, you want to put both of them away for a later time. Im shayach bezeh breira, do you have the possibility of bire here? Do you have the iser of bire here? Or not? What's the suffix? Da hayoichel v'hai psailas. Because which one is eichel, which one is psailas? It's interesting that he doesn't quote the whole Bialacha. The Bialacha's suffix is based on the Tosfos that we learned in the first year. The Primogodim. The Primogodim's suffix is based on the Tosfos. Tosfos said, B'shem the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, that Beirer is even when you're dealing with Shnei Mina Eichlin. You don't have to have it of Eichel and a Psailas. Even Shnei Mina Eichlin. Two foods, two good foods. They're both food. There's no bad, there's no Psailas. Also is a problem of Beirer. And Tosfos explained that the oisay sheikh chafetz lechol, the one you want to eat is the oichel. Oisay sheinah chafetz lechol, the one you don't want to eat is the psalus.
I will press the point. The Shabura couldn't have said what you just said because he didn't learn that. He didn't learn that the base. It's true. The prima donna shaila is only based on oisay. So that's complete proof 100%. He didn't learn that way, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have pointed out late in 2 seconds. But the Rambam holds differently. You know what I'm saying? He knew that the prima god was only asking to Tyson. So what is he pointing out? The Rambam holds differently. The prima god knew the Rambam holds differently.
So then I'll ask you, what did the Bir Halacha hold that Tosfos holds? How did the Bialach understand Tysus?
How do you understand? I don't understand your question.
Did he agree that Tysus indeed could be learned up like the Prima Gadim? So then the Bialach should have said, you're right, I'll give to you that you have Shitas Tysus. But the Rambam holds on like that.
The Rambam off because the Mishabur at the end of the day may learn that the Rambam learns like Tysus, meaning that he's putting together the Shitas all together. Not necessarily. The Rambam would accept it. That's what he says at the very end. The Rambam might accept the idea that when he says that sorting is Aser, it's because also it's in the Ochomi Tokusolus type of thing. Or that everybody agrees
that. So we'll have to consider how the Bialach understood this Tysus,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
so.
But the Prima Gadim for sure.
Yeah, only has Tysus. Only has Tysus. Yeah. You have the bigger kashis. How does the Prima Gadim understand the Rambam?
I can tell you 100%.
How does he learn the Rambam? All right. So let's quote the Rambam first. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. A very 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 practical case. Okay. You have all your silverware, and they're all clean, let's say, from the Friday night Seuda. They've been washed, they're now stacked in some sort of dish drainer. Yeah, they're all dry, you want to put them away in their own compartment, right? So the one you don't want, one you do want, you want both of them. But you want both of them, la'achesman. You want both of them at a later time. You want to sort toys. Yeah, so it's a long Shabbos afternoon, and the kids were playing. Now all the toys are smashed; they're all mixed up. Kids went to sleep an hour ago. There's still 2 hours left to Shabbos. You want a little peace, yeah? But the whole floor is a mess. So what do? Well, you want to put each one back in its compartment. Separate the toys. You know what it is with all the Lego pieces gets mixed with all the cards. Oh, what a mess. So you want to separate them, yeah? So according to the Prima Gadim, he's a Safi. Prima Gadim says, what's the Eicha, what's the Pseilus? I want the Lego and I don't want the Monopoly pieces. I want both of them, but I want both of them la'achesman. So he's, again, Taisa says, that what constitutes Beira when you're dealing with Shnei Mina Eichlin? Only because there's one I want and there's one I don't want. So the Prima Gadim understands there has to be necessarily one I want and one I don't want. But if there's no difference to me in the two, I want this, I want that. But I bought them both for later, says the Prima Gadim, that wouldn't be Beira.
That's not for sure. That's a straight conclusion you would make. That if you could find a case where you can't call it subjective over solace, you just can't call it that, then that's those are the things.
That's what it seems,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly what they're saying. Their whole thing there is that refining is Borer and sorting is not Borer. Why is all the case of sorting Usher? Because I redefine them as refining. But if I can't, then that'd be a case that I couldn't redefine, that it's just sorting. That's the simple conclusion.
That's
the
simple conclusion from Dysus. Says the Bir Alocha, I want to hear how you're going to say to touch the Rambam. But let's see, what does the Bir Alocha say? Well, when he has daiti, velir ned, when he has daiti, nira poshut, mi loshan Rambam. If you look at the loshan Rambam, the svirle, the habreira. What is beira? Masha beira min echad mechaveira. You separate one item from the other item when you're dealing with two different items. Va'idei zeh who call min b'fnei atzmai. Each item is separate, which means basically in English we call that sorting. Zeu etzem amalacha. This is actually the defining character of beira, and that's aser. Ella the im daiti lechol takeif. If you take the item that you want and you want to eat right away, v'hu b'yod, then you do it with your hand. Have a derech meichel, derech achila, like we mentioned already many times. But if you don't want to eat that item right away, then it's going to be better of him. Ken kal v'chaymer adover. Umah heche sheniach min echra al mekaymer. Shayach shem breirer. I took away just the raisins that I wanted to eat, and I left the peanuts. But if I take the raisins away, and I don't want to eat the raisins right now, I'm going to leave them for later, that's breirer. Shayach shem breirer. V'kosh kem b'zeh shalokah kol minu min. You took the raisins and put them in one bowl. You took the peanuts and put them in another bowl. U'bir la'atzmai dechayev. Certainly you would be chayev. So that's what he says. The Rambam says, if you breirer min chaveirah, take one min from the next, you're chayev. So what is the Prima Gaddim do with this Rambam?
He holds the Rambam holds differently. I mean, the Prima Gaddim understood that my shaila is according to Tosfos. The Rambam holds that you have two tiers in two dinim, if you like, in Torah. You have refined. And if you look all through the Rambam, he always says Bara Ochum Solas and Tosi Kopoko, and right away adds Bara Shemin Eof. Always separate. So the Rambam holds there's two tracks in the Torah. There's refining, and that has its dinim. And there's sorting, and that has its dinim. The only shiloh that you could ask is that the Gemara, when it learns the ambiguous brisa, says that Rav Hamnuna says that it's all coming up. So Gemara understood that brisa to be refining, not sorting.
Right.
And so therefore, how does the Rambam learn that? That's how the Rambam understands Gemara. If you look in the Tosef, you see that the Tosef clearly understood that there are two explanations to that brisa, and that's how the Rambam learns in general. There's the quote-unquote pshat, and then there's the way the Gemara is learning. And the Rambam always across the board paskins both. Here for sure he's going to paskin both, because the Tosefta says that brisa means refining, and it also means sorting. The Gemara is looking at one aspect of it. The Rambam paskins both.
Yeah, so it comes out a Pella Gadol on the Prima Gaddim then. The Prima Gaddim should say, La Halacha, you know, I have a suffix. Could be, you know, if you would ask me, it's a long Shabbos afternoon, I want to separate the toys to put in different compartments, you know, what would you say? Suffolk, you know, it could be its mutter. Could be, what do you mean could be its mutter? You tell me that according to Tosfos, it could be its mutter. But you tell me that he understands, the Rambam passes Nishtazai. The Shulchan Aruch passes Nishtazai. The Tosefta is mashma, not like that.
No,
so what does he have to stand on?
We paskin because the Rambam.
Who paskins like Tosfos?
Everyone.
Paskins
like Tosfos.
Where does he say where's like Tosfos?
Towards Miyad. That's exactly the whole point of the addition here.
That
the Ramah answer words Hasheni Kadei. Why does he add Hasheni Kadei?
That's a shaila even how to learn the Rambam.
No. So I'm saying however the Ramah understood the Rambam doesn't matter. But the Ramah learns like Tosfos. I mean, whatever he's doing, whether it's in the Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam, it doesn't really matter. He's making the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishabur himself points out, come out like Tosfos. I mean, according to the Rambam, you're sorting. Therefore, if there's no such thing as Ochel and Psalus, so there's no such thing as Hasheni Kadei. Is that one you want and one you don't want? Right? Hasheni Kadei is only in Tosfos' world, only in the world of subjective Ochel and Psalus. So the Ramah passes, and then he asks at the end, why doesn't the Ramah argue with the last piece, right? Vinbira. That's his whole mahalach there at the end of the Prima Gaddim. It says Vinbira, Vinia, Takar's mind, Lubobayom, Kigonchibi. He says, why doesn't he scream about that? He should. It's the Ramah he's asking on. He says, since the Ramah accepts it, so I have to give some kind of a dochak way of understanding that, how the Ramah understood it. So it comes out that the Ramah himself accepted some aspects of sorting, but, you know, how he did it, but he for sure passed it. It's like Tosfos. That's how he learns it. He learns it, the Ramah passes like Tosfos.
Now, I'm not so sure if that's the case. I have to see this Bir Alok again. I'm not sure. He throws in the Shitas HaTezer, but I think he's going even in the Rambam and the Das HaRambam. I have to see. I haven't seen that. I know. You want to see the Rambam? How the Rambam understood this halacha? He's only going with Tezer. Okay. So, but this is the suffix of the Prima Gaddim. The Prima Gaddim says it could be, and he says based on Tosfos, it could be that when you're sorting two items, which means according to him, you could put away, if you have a basket of laundry, and someone has extra time at Shabbos, they want to sort the laundry back into different places, it'll be mutter based on this. You want to put away, you have a svarim on the table, they're all mixed up in it, you can put them all back on its shelf, when you come back, the silver you can put away, no problem, according to Prima Gaddim.
I'm not sure about the distinction between the sorting and refining. I understand clearly. When I'm sorting, I got this big mess. A mess of all the children's toys. So when I'm sorting it, I'm really refining the mess. I mean, the mess is becoming much more manageable. I'm making that mess.
But you're not pulling. Okay, just look at real refining. I have, let's say you smelt something. So you're taking off that really literally which you don't want and sending it away. You're making better that which you do. Sorting you want both. So Tosfos says that even in cases where you want where both are Ochel, we define one as Ochel and one as Tosfos, like you're saying. But the Rambam doesn't hold that. So therefore that's just sorting question separate.
But what I'm sorting at the moment where I'm thinking something, I want that.
That's a Tosfos.
No, no, what he's saying is you pick up that Lego, put it into that box. At that moment, you want that Lego.
I'm not arguing. But
you don't want the other thing.
No,
at that moment.
Sorting is that you're going to have 2 piles, 10 piles, each thing you want. That's sorting.
I think if your goal is to put that Lego into that Lego box, at that moment you are making a choice of what's the best you're thinking.
Right. Tosfos says that, but I can make the reverse point that what happened at the Beis Hamikdash? It was garbage and it was good. And I took the garbage and threw it away and kept the good. That's what happened. Sorting, where does this come from, sorting? I'm saying that where the two things, in the end of the day, one, you want to call, if there's apples and oranges, you want to call oranges garbage. I hear it. It theoretically makes sense. But is it really it's garbage? Rashi for sure disagrees. That's why he changes, that's why he doesn't hold the gears of Shnei and Nei open. Because he can't hold the gears of Shnei and Nei open. Because Shnei and Nei open is sorting. And the Gemara there in Rav Hamina says that it's garbage, open, zealous. And therefore, Rashi can't accept what you're saying, that it's possible, of course, those are not saying something crazy, they're saying something great. But the Rambam disagrees with it. It says garbage is written, it means for something. It doesn't mean just oranges in apples.
Yeah, but I think Rambam Lichtenstein's making a valid point. Because like we mentioned before, the Prima Gadim says, I have a suffix, could be when you're sorting items, you want both of them for later, it's not better. Again, he's basing it on Taisus. Comes along the Bir Halacha, but near a Parshan Lashon Rambam, that's a problem also. So he said, well, how did the Bir Halacha understand Taisus? So he doesn't mention what Taisus says. So it could be because there's a discussion how to understand Taisvis, therefore he decided to leave it. But it is a little bit funny, and some Achrayim want to say that it's a little funny that he didn't bother to mention that you're right, I would concede to you according to Taisvis, but I'm telling you I have a Rambam on my side. It would seem more mistaber to me that indeed he held that Taisvis I could learn also like the Rambam. And I think that's the way you attach it. You say it like this. The Bialach would understand the Taisvis like this. Taisus says the one you want is Eichel, the one you don't want is Pseilus. So the Prima Gadim said that means I have to want one and not want the other. It could be the Bir Halacha will understand like this. If I want one in one place and the other one in the other place, so each one gets a shame Eichel for itself and Pseilus in contrast to the other one, and the other one is an Eichel and Pseilus the other one. So therefore the Bir Halacha said, don't bring me a Raya from Taisus. Taisus is only when, he's only saying when I want one of them, so the one I do want becomes the Eichel, no, I don't want to say that. And you would have the same when you're dealing with Shnei Min Eichel and you're putting Willach as man. Each one intrinsically would have a Shnei Eichel and a Shnei Pseilas, Lagabe the other one. So therefore, the reason why I brought it from the Rambam is because the Rambam is straightforward. The Rambam says clearly if you're sorting, you have a Chiyuv. So he brought it from the Rambam. But if you would have asked him, what about Taisus? You'd say, I could tell you that Taisus also means that. And Taisus also would agree to me that when you separate into two of them, that also has a din bayer, and even with your svar of eichlam seilas, the Rambam doesn't need eichlam seilas, but Taisus that does need eichlam seilas. I will tell you, this is eichel and seilas for the other ones.
But he
doesn't say it in Taisus.
What? No.
That's what I'm saying. You could touch it in even into Taisus. That's what you're saying, which I think is your svar that you're saying. Right, so this is the Machlokes. Now we have the Bir Halacha says, where did the Prima Gadim get his? He has a raya to it, and the Bir Halacha rejects this raya, and we'll come out with a few Lamaisa cases from this. Vehine, we're now continuing the Bir Halacha. Vehine, our Prima Gadim is about 5 lines down, right in the middle. Vehine, our Prima Gadim, the Mishbet Seisav Sevkan Yud Beis, Ahad the Isasham. The Shari Lasanein Hachelmoin Minachelboin Aide Misanenes. You're allowed to strain the 2 parts of the egg, the white and the yellow from the egg, you're allowed to strain. That's a halacha later in Siftesvov. With the Misanenes, Shudaim Lanaba Vikivra, this is similar to a strainer. And that's Mutter. That's the next Maramakum, where it says, Misanenes Shanasa Machardal Lasanenoi. If you have a strainer, which you had put mustard in to strain the mustard, Mutter litam babeya, you're allowed to put an egg on Shabbos. Avi shachelma yered lamata imachardel. So you have a mustard which was on a strainer, and you want to make the mustard even more yellow.
How do you strain mustard? It's a homogeneous mixture.
After they crush the mustard seed, I assume.
Yeah.
Right? And then you want to pour down now the yellow of the egg to get the mustard even a more yellow color. So you'll use a strainer that will let the yellow go down and hold back the white. Shachel moin yer lamata machar ba'achel boin nishar lamala. Okay, and that's halacha. You're allowed to do that. It means you're allowed to take an item, a food item, an egg, and separate the yellow from the white. So now back to the bir halacha here. Even though the white and the yellow are two separate minim, and v'hatam, the reason why it's mutter, you're not straining this egg in order to eat it, and only to make the mustard a different color, a better color. And for there, the Prima God improves the what in the mud delivers. Name in the Echlan Mechavera, I de Nabo, the Kivra Echadin Reitzel Oklam Ato. Prima God brings the Raya. You have an egg with the yellow and the white, and you let it strain the yellow and the white. That's mutter, says the Prima God, and that's a Raya to me. That's a Raya if you want to take your toys and put them in separate compartments, you want to put your silverware in separate compartments, it's mutter. What's the raya?
Not food.
No, you're separating
the egg. The egg is not food. You're not using it for the egg.
Right.
You want them both?
But isn't that part of the? But isn't that part of the premise? That because you're not, you have no intention of actually eating the egg. You're doing it to the mustard.
Right.
So then you're negating the egg's food quality.
Okay.
So why can't you apply that to a toy?
So how are you going to apply it to a toy? The toy is not food.
That's right.
So you want to say like this. Prima Gunner's Raya is that whenever you're dealing with non-food items, there's no Bayrer. That can't be his conclusion.
That can't be it.
Because the Taz already says that it's based by clothing and toys, and Prima Gunner agrees with that.
I understand. So why does it matter whether the egg is something you're going to eat or not?
It shouldn't matter. So what's his raya? So what is the Prima Gunner's raya?
You want the yolk for color and you want the white for something?
Yeah, well,
no, I'm not throwing it away. I'm throwing it in the garbage. I'm throwing the garbage. I want the yellow and the white, I'm throwing in the garbage. So what does it matter? Is it food or not? Shouldn't matter.
That's right.
It's a list, that's true. And it happens to be using a keli. Because you're using a strainer, Masanenis again. But he said, and that's mutter. So he says, since that's mutter, so therefore you're allowed to sort.
He's saying this is sorting. This, the,
huh?
That's what he said. He's
saying this is sorting, not tikkun
olam. This is sorting?
Yeah, this is taking out, putting here the white, there the yellow. Yeah, it's sorting.
Does he know that the fire was in the house was running down?
Well, we're talking about the average person.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's not like you're separating the two and putting them away for future use. One of them using now, and the other I'm not using at all.
No, but it still exists. I hear it still exists. It's not that it's got. So you have them against it. You have yellow separate from white. And you have them standing there.
It exists. Excuse me. Would the Prima Gunnum say like this? Prima Gunnum would say like, you know what? I want, you have peanuts and raisins, a mixture. I want the peanuts. I'm going to go on and take a walk now, and in an hour I'm going to have a picnic with peanuts, and I'll take all the peanuts out. I'm leaving the raisins over there. They're there, and I'm allowed. Am I allowed to go away? Is that mutter? I don't think the Prima Gunner would matter that. That's Burr Eichem says, Lacher's man. So that's what this is. You burr the yellow from the white, and it is for immediate use, but the white you're not using. So what kind of heter is that, and then what connections does it have to his case?
The
mustard was put in the Sananis Merib shop, but the egg was done on Shabbos. And you do it at Kli, yeah. So it should be worse. And yet, somehow it's mutter.
Can I put the egg on the Misanos on Shabbos?
On Shabbos, yeah. Yeah.
So it's the mustard you can't put.
Shabbos also is on
the mustard.
Yeah. So, if you look again, what is the when he quotes this, the Bialach quotes the Prima Gunner, and look what he says. He says, Bahatam. Mahatam, why is it mutter over there? This is the way the Prima Gadim understood that halacha. The reason why it's mutter to strain the yellow and the white. I'm not using the egg in this case to eat, for eating purposes. It's only to make the color nicer in the mustard. Seems like the Prima Gadim understood like this, that when would it be considered Beirer? When I want to take the one food item, like the peanuts from the raisins, in order to eat the peanuts. That would constitute Beirer. I'm separating one for its primary use, which is eating, and I'm leaving the other one not to eat. That would be Beirer. But I see from this halacha that when I take a food item and I don't use it for food purposes, for eating purposes, I see that's not Beirer anymore. Why? Because you've lowered the level of separation here to something insignificant. You know that since I'm not using the yellow for eating, I'm only using the yellow for color, which is sort of a side use and not its main use. Therefore, that's not considered Beirer. I mean, that separation is not a significant separation to constitute Beirer. Says the Bi'alacha Hu Adin, if I take the items, the silverware, and if I take the silverware to use it to eat with, that's its main use. But if I'm taking both of them and putting them away separately to use at a later time, and therefore I'm not giving any of them chashivus, that's not Beirer. And that's his raya. When I separate the toys, and as if I take some of the toys and get it out of the way to play with the ones I want to use, that's Beirer. If I take the toys I want to use for, and I'm going to use it for a later date, I'm taking it for its main use, that's Beirer Lachazman. But if I take two items and I separate them not for their main use, that says the Bima Gadim is not Beirer. And that's his raya from the case of the Chalmei. If I'm separating two items not for a significant purpose, which that you were normally used for, which is eating, that's not Beirer. And that's his whole raya. It's a very, it's an ingenious raya then. But that's the way he looks at it. In other words, you're taking a food item, but you're not using it for its normal use. It's something insignificant in terms of the sorting, therefore that's mutter. So that's his right. Comes the Bi'alacha and says, well, the Nias Daiti, Voidomi Klalol. It's not a good raya. The Hasam Tarvayu Einam Oim Demalachi Laloilam. Those two things which you're separating are both not going to be used for eating. The Hachel Boynis Arav Bivsoila Sachard. The white of the egg will stay on top with the remains of the chardel, which you don't want to go down. Ve'ena reislach, you don't want to eat that part either. Ve'hachel moin, and the yellow part, your lamata legavan to color, it will go down to color. Ve'loy la'achila. U'lefikach ein shayach hazeh shein b'yrer. Why? She'ein misaknum ha'idei b'rirosei la'achila la'oilam. Says the Bi'alacha, no, that's not the way to look at that case. The way, you know why the case of a chelmen and a chelmen is mutter? When you have an egg, the yellow and the white, the reason why that's mutter is because the yellow and the white are both not being used to eat. So therefore, there's no tikkun in anything over here. The Bi'alacha understands that when you do Beirer, when you separate, let's say, you take the peanuts out of the raisins, I was misaken the raisins, because now I have raisins I'm able to eat. Or, when I take the peanuts away from the raisins, now I have the peanuts I'm able to eat. But there's some tikkun, something that was misukin here at the end of the day, after your Beirer, after your Malacha. Says the Bi'alacha, but if I take an item, and I separate the two of them, and nothing is misukin because one of them is just going to the garbage, and the other one is only going for an insignificant purpose. Since there's no tikkun here in the item, there's no Beirer in the item. He continues. Avo kishaber shnei mi that I intend to use or to eat both items, lachazman, for example, the silverware or the svarim or the peanuts and raisins separated into lachazman, have a shapir, misakin shnei debirasu baragarmach meshur savnu. So there's a very fine line in how the distinguishing between this case of Misanenes and the Chardel. But here it makes the whole difference. The Prima Gadim seem to understand that if you're being a Beirer and with not forgotten the significant way of using these items, doesn't have a shame bar. The halacha says no. The reason why it's not bar over there is because when you separate items that actually nothing becomes masukkan at the end of the day, there's no bar. If you remember the first year we mentioned, why isn't it a problem every Shabbos when you're bringing in the soup bowls, the leftover soup bowls from the dining room, and there's some vegetables or some noodles in the soup bowl and some soup. So you pour the soup out into the sink, and then the solids you put into the garbage. Why isn't that better? You separated the soup from the solids, or a strainer in the sink. Yeah, you pour all the stuff in the sink, and then it collects at the bottom. The liquid goes down, and the solids stay up. It's bayer bikli. So we said a svara based on the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We wanted to say maybe that it's mutter because they both have a shem psalas. Here, according to the Bialaka, we have another heter. Bayer has to be that there was a tikkun somewhere. You have to be misakin something. If I'm throwing this out, I'm throwing that out, there's no tikkun. What do I mean misakin? It's not a tikkun that I don't have to get the garbage dirty. That's not a tikkun. It's just like there's not a tikkun when I want the yellow of the egg to color the chagel. Because the yellow of it is normally used for eating purposes. The food is normally to use to eat. Now I'm putting it in the shouldn't go down the strain or the drain of the sink. That's not a thing. So therefore, that's why that case is mutter. All those cases when I'm throwing things out, but I have to separate it before I throw them out, that's not bayrer. Really, according to the Prima Gadam, also that will be mutter. Because also you're not doing it with a significant bayrer, a significant sorting. But even the Bialacha, which says sorting for lachers man is usser, the silverware case and the svarim case and all those cases which he says would be a problem of bayrer. Beforish in the Rambam, we want to say maybe Tosfos also the primitive Bialach would agree, but when I'm not being misakin something, the case where you're actually throwing out both items or using both items in an insignificant way, that wouldn't be buried because of Bialach.